We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of April 27, 2007, this is the Rain Report. Archives of which going back almost a year are available from therainreport.com and telephonically for the last 8 weeks at 773-249-0720. That's 773-249-0720. Courtesy of Huddle Systems. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. Radio direction finding, more commonly known as RDF, has evolved into a worldwide sport with annual international competitions. Even the blind and visually impaired ham community is getting involved. The first USA Blind ARDF Championship will be held Sunday, May 20th. The site will be just a couple miles from the Hera Arena, the site of the Dayton Hamvention scheduled for that same weekend. Unlike last year, this Blind Amateur Radio Direction Finding Championship will take place. So says Joe Mel, K0OV. Joe is the ARDF coordinator for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Joe.
It's interesting because, of course, we've been doing amateur radio direction finding for the sighted here in the USA for about a decade. It was brought to our attention by Alan Pitts of ARRL that in Croatia, they do it with people who are blind, and they set up a special course just for them. And Alan provided a DVD showing how they do it in Croatia. We took one look at it and said, you know, we have to do this here in the USA. This is neat. It's a special course that's set up especially for people who are blind or have limited sight. In other words, it's done in a big open field, a lawn, something like that, where people can run without worrying over tripping over something, falling in a hole, that sort of thing. It is a special course from that standpoint. The person who is going to find the transmitters, and they do this one at a time. Each competitor is one at a time. There are 3 to 5 transmitters that he or she will find in sequence. So let's just say that competitor number one is going to start, and he or she is at the starting point. The first transmitter comes on the air on a particular frequency, and in fact, they're all on the same frequency. The competitor takes off toward that transmitter, getting bearings with the radio direction finding set. And there is an official that accompanies that person, and that official is going to speak only for 2 reasons. Number one, to say you're going out of bounds, or you're going somewhere where it's dangerous, correct your course. Or 2, that person would say, stop, you found the transmitter. You find the transmitter when you step into a circle that is about 5 meters around surrounding the transmitter. When the person gets there, the official will say, stop. Someone at that transmitter will turn it off, and then the person at the next transmitter will turn it on. And immediately the competitor will head out for that transmitter. And so this goes on until the competitor finds all the transmitters and his time is recorded and compared to the others. And that's how it is scored.
You have to find all the transmitters.
Yes, you do. I'm not sure how many they will have this year. A minimum of 3, possibly as many as 5. It really depends on how many they can set up in the area that they'll have available. I've seen it in Croatia being done anywhere from 3 to 5 transmitters.
Tell me about the equipment.
It depends on the frequency band that is used, but typically it is done on 80 meters. 80 meters is a good band for ARDF. Because while most of us think about doing it on 2 meters, 2 meters is good, but the antennas are typically Yagis, which can be a little bit dangerous. And number 2, you have all these signal reflections. So doing it on 80 meters, the sets usually have either a loop antenna or a ferrite rod antenna. They're very compact, so they're easy to carry, easy to get bearings on, and there aren't any signal reflections on 80 meters. So the bearings are usually pretty good. If you set off in the right direction, chances are pretty good eventually you're going to find the transmitter if you stay on that course.
Now you're going to hold what's being dubbed the first USA ARDF contest
for the blind
at the Dayton Hamvention. Tell me about that.
That's what is special about this. I've just told you about Croatian-style ARDF for the blind. Of course, it's somewhat different than it is for the sighted. But we're going to have the first event that's ever been put on just for the blind at the Dayton Hamvention. This will be Sunday of the Dayton Hamvention, May the 20th. It is open to anyone. They don't have to have a ham radio license, but they do have to be either blind or have limited sight. And, of course, we make a special provision for people that have limited sight in order to make it fair. We ask that the people with limited sight wear opaque goggles on the course so that they are competing on an equal footing with those who have no sight at all.
We need to clarify that a contest was planned last year that, for a variety of reasons, it never did take place at the Hamvention, correct?
That is correct. The support for it didn't materialize. A number of people that were hoping to be there could not. However, we've been told that a number of people are planning to attend this year, and the organizers have basically said, we're going to put it on. No matter how many people show up, we're going to make it happen, and if nothing else, we're going to learn from it so we can do it better next time. And I should point out that if you're a 60-year-old competitor, you're not competing against 15-year-olds. There are categories for age and gender in ARDF. In the World Championships, there are 9 different categories, 4 for women and 5 for men, all based on age. So the competitors are indeed divided up and compete with people who are of their same age and gender.
Are there any requirements as far as what the participants wear?
No. Anything they can walk or run in, you know, successfully, certainly they'd want to wear something that they're not going to trip over or that sort of thing. And if you're asking about equipment, they don't need to provide their own equipment unless they have it. If they have their own equipment and want to bring it, that's fine. But if they want to borrow some equipment, there will be equipment available for them. Since there will only be one person on the course at a time, for safety reasons, there should be plenty of equipment to go around, and there will be a practice session ahead of time so that people can familiarize themselves with this gear.
You're listening to an interview with Joe Mell, K0OV, Amateur Radio Direction Finding Coordinator for the American Radio Relay League, and a strong supporter of the upcoming first USA Blind ARDF Championship, scheduled for 10 a.m. Sunday, May 20th in Dayton, Ohio. Hal Polly will conclude his conversation with Joe in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to the Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Are there any commercial interests that are supporting or being involved in this first contest?
Oh, Hap, I really don't know of any. It's just being put on by the Okayin Amateur Radio Club. Okayin is short for Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. And that club is doing it. They're doing it on a volunteer basis. They're paying for everything that they need to do out of their own pocket. ARDF, unlike some other places in the world, is not very commercial here in the United States. We would welcome sponsors, but there aren't any at this time that I know of.
An obvious issue is accessibility. Where is this going to take place in relation to the Hera Arena, and will there be any volunteers available to transport those who want to participate?
It is my understanding, the best person to ask this, by the way, would be the people from Okayin, that this park is a couple of miles away from the Hera Arena. Generally speaking, the people that would be coming to Hamvention are going to have some people with them that would be providing transportation for them anyway and should be able to get them there. If someone really wants to go and doesn't have any way to get to the site, I am sure that if they make that known to the Okayin people, that arrangements can be made to get them there. There'll be plenty of people going out that way, so rides would be available.
What kind of contact information can you give me for those who might be interested?
The web is certainly the best way. There is a website that is maintained by Okayin for their ARDF activities. I'll give it to you now. It's www.ardfusa.com with no hyphens or spaces or anything like that. So ARDF, of course, stands for Amateur Radio Direction Finding, USA. So ardfusa.com would be the place to go for certainly a lot more details of it. If you'd like to contact them by email, I would suggest contacting Dick Arnett, WB4SUV, WB4 Sierra United Victor at ARRL.net.
WB4SUV at ARRL.net.
That is correct.
Dick, we've talked about the first USA ARDF contest for the blind scheduled for May 20th at the Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. What are some other activities planned that you're aware of nationally for later on this year?
ARDF is growing around the country, and there will be a number of events available to people that want to learn more about it. Certainly, there will be a number of clubs that will be having activities during the CQ Worldwide Fox Hunting Weekend, and that is actually the weekend before Dayton. It's May 12th and 13th. A lot of clubs around the country will be putting on hidden transmitter hunts, both mobile and on foot, during that weekend. You can read about that in either the May or the April, because there's articles in both issues of CQ magazine. And then coming up will be our national championships of ARDF for the sighted. We have had them every year since 2001, and this year's will be near Lake Tahoe on the California-Nevada border. It will be on September 14th through the 16th. There will be courses on the 2-meter band and the 80-meter band, and the best on-foot transmitter hunters from all over the country will be at that event. You can learn more about it if you go to www.homingin.com. That's homing in like you're homing in on something. And you can learn all about our national championships. We've had them every year, as I said, since 2001. People that win at this will, of course, get some medals, and they'll have an opportunity to participate possibly in the world championships, which will take place in Korea next year.
Let's do a little bit of a plug for the ARDF Forum at the Hamvention.
Well, actually, Bob Fry and Dick Arnett, who are the two people from OKIN who are putting on the ARDF Championships for the Blind, are also doing the annual Fox Hunt Forum at the Dayton Hamvention. And that's going to take place in Room 5 of Hera Arena. It's going to be at 11:45 hours on Saturday. That is, of course, if it doesn't change. Every once in a while, these things do change. And they should have about an hour and 15 minutes. They usually have a number of different people that get up and talk about the latest in hidden transmitter hunting, both mobile and on foot. And I'm sure they'll have a good lineup of people for us again this year. So if you're going to the Dayton Hamvention, remember Room 5 at the Hera Arena at 11:45 a.m. on Saturday. That's the Fox Hunt Forum. Thanks very much for pointing that out.
That was Joe Mell, K0OV, Amateur Radio Direction Finding Coordinator for the American Radio Relay League. Joe and Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP, were discussing the first USA Blind ARDF Championship, scheduled for 10 a.m. Sunday, May 20th, a couple miles from the Dayton Hamvention, which is scheduled for that weekend in Dayton's Hera Arena. Be advised, you'll find the Rain Report in booth 408 inside. We hope to bring you a sneak preview of this year's Hamvention next week. Parenthetically, the web and email address passed along by Joe during this interview will be found on the site's mentioned page on therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2007 Rain. All rights are reserved. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN.